Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown scorer or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yo, what's up? It's Pete Hoffman on another episode of WFAN Daily. Again, there's no intro at the moment just because we're working on it. As you know, there have been some changes. So we will not have a cool, nifty intro like we've been having for the most part on this WFAN Daily. Now, I am, to be fair, to be transparent, there's 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of the NBA Cup, so I'm watching it live. It's now 104-97 as I believe Jalen Brunson just hit a two to give the Knicks a seven-point lead. So we are doing a little bit of a watch party slash whatever else you want to talk about, because I feel the need to watch this with everybody. Like, this is a big opportunity for the Knicks. Am I wrong? You tell me, because I look at this and say the New York Knicks haven't won anything in decades. Here's an opportunity to win an in-season tournament. What is the outcome of an in-season tournament, of the NBA Cup? What does it really, truly mean? How significant is it? First of all, let's look at the teams that have won the NBA Cup over the past couple, since they've instituted this. The LA Lakers, who didn't win a championship that same season, and the Milwaukee Bucks, who didn't win a championship in the same season. So we're talking about two teams that have won already, and neither won in the finals. So is this a jinx? Is this like the Madden curse? Like, hey, congratulations, you made the cover of Madden, but you're also now going to suck this season. You're either going to get hurt or you're going to suck. We're going to find out. This is going to be the third installment of the NBA Cup. And will the Spurs or the Knicks win the NBA Finals this year? That's what we're going to find out. So maybe this NBA Cup is something that we don't want to win. Maybe it's better off we don't win it. And here's the other question, too, if you do win it. Right? The Spurs have won championships. It's not like they haven't had one in 50 years. They beat the Nets for crying out loud a couple times. The Spurs, I think, would put this up in the rafters like the Lakers did. Should the Knicks do it? That is the question. Should the Knicks put up in the rafters the NBA Cup champions? They haven't won a championship since the 70s. And we're talking about an NBA Cup, a fake tournament that we just came up with to try to make a regular season more important. That's something that's gonna not sit well with, I think, a lot of hardcore fans of the New York Knicks if this gets presented like it's a real championship. What's real about it? What are you winning? Yes, the players get a little bit of money. I mean, I know there was the joke. It wasn't a joke. Josh Hart got his watch stolen. Okay, that's terrible. But the joke was that, oh, you know, I think if they win the Cup Finals or they make the Cup Finals or whatever it is, that he's going to make up that money that he basically the watch was. So they laughed that off, but it's not a joke. You know, the watch being stolen wasn't a joke. The cash, I guess, is. It's a good prize. It's a good, motivation for certain players that maybe just wouldn't see that money. But what else does it mean for the team, for the fans? Like, that's what it comes down to. Because for the fans, you have the bragging right of an NBA Finals. Right? That's the reason why we want to root for our teams and win a championship. It's not about winning so that we can, you know, I mean, obviously you want to root for your players. You want to see your players, you know, enjoy themselves and celebrate and whatnot, but it's about you a little bit too. Like, you've invested time into this team. You want to be able to talk about it. You want to be able to celebrate with your friends and your family that are also, whether it's the Knicks, whether it's the Yankees, Mets, Giants, Jets, whatever team it is that you root for, you want to be able to celebrate. You want to be able to be part of that. And it's also bragging rights, too. You also want to be like, hey, dude, we had a sick season, and we're champions. That's what we are. So this is different because it's a mid-season tournament. We don't even know what that really means. Like, it has no effect on anything right now. So, but that's right now where we're at. It is 104-97. They're looking at there was a successful challenge. And it looks like there was a foul that was called against Kolick, and Spurs have the ball. I know the coach of the Spurs was sitting there screaming up, going crazy. So clearly he got his way. Good for him. Oh, no. What is this? Jalen Brunson's going to the line. So maybe maybe I missed this. Again, I have the volume on mute, so I don't even know what's going on. But all I know is Jalen Brunson is going to the line. All right, so this is good for the Knicks. Now, a couple things while we're just sitting here and talking and shooting the breeze, as we say. I think I might be joined by somebody a little bit who's also watching this. Let me see. I'm going to bring in somebody. Hold on. Where is he? Where is this gentleman? Let me go and see if I can just share this. Sorry, guys. We're doing it live. I'm going to Gmail myself. I'm going to invite a guest. And then I'm going to send them a link. And all right. We're going to talk about other things too, like for example, the fact that Mitchell Robinson rebound makes it 106.99. The fact that there is all these rumors now coming out about how Lindor and Juan Soto don't get along, and you know, Francesa was the one that I saw it from. Right, we saw Mike Francesa talk about how there is an issue in the clubhouse with Soto and Lindor. Didn't we already know that? Wasn't that already a thing that we all knew dating back to the summer? Like, I feel like this is not even like a thing anymore. This is so old. This is so silly that we're still talking about Lindor and Soto. They both had good seasons. They both were successful. The biggest thing with the Mets is not that, you know, Lindor and Soto don't get along the way they're supposed to. And by the way, I heard the same thing with Judge and Soto too, that they didn't get along as well. The way Francesa announced it was, oh no, Judge and Soto were great together. But I got to be honest, where was the phone call? Remember the offseason? Where was the phone call? Soto and Judge never connected at all. So how good were they really together? How friendly were they really together if there wasn't even a phone call to be like, hey, dude, you should stay here. This is the place to be. You know, you can go anywhere you want, but we're going to win championships together. We got so close, we were in the World Series. So I'm not denying that Lindor and Soto aren't fantastic. I just don't care. It doesn't make a difference to me anymore. The stuff with the Nimmo versus Lindor is a little funny. The fact that there's like a political issue in between. I mean, how many baseball players have the same political view? I think they're all 50-50. I think it's all – everyone's different. Everyone has their own thing. So you're playing with ball players that have different vibes, have different political views. If they can't play together because of that, then okay, maybe we do have an issue. But – at the end of the day, it's about talent. Talent is what drives you. Talent is what makes you successful. And the Mets had a lot of talent. And instead of building off that talent of the Lindors, the Sotos, the Alonzos and Diazes, they got rid of Diaz and Alonzo. And, I mean, I'm afraid to say that I don't really trust that Lindor and even Soto are going to be here forever. I mean, I feel like that this could happen at any point in time, that either guy can be traded or Soto, well, Lindor could be traded. Soto could just be in, you know, 4 years, not be re-signed if he opts out. So we are down to under 5 minutes in this NBA Cup, and we have, it's 110-105 New York Knicks, and Clarkson looked like he just rejected. Good defensive play. Regardless, it's Knicks ball, and they're very excited. So that's good. I'm sorry. I'm talking to you and trying to watch the game at the same time. It's a little difficult, but we may have a special guest in a second, so we can then add to the flavor here. The other thing is that I keep on bringing this up. I talked about this a little bit yesterday, and I heard people question about Jalen Hyatt. And it is frustrating that Jalen Hyatt isn't being utilized at all. They're not really throwing him the ball. He doesn't really catch things thrown to him. But his speed is uncanny. His speed is otherworldly. They've got to be able to utilize his speed somehow. His route running has to be fixed, and he's got to find a connection with you know, one of the quarterbacks, whether it's Dart, whether it was Winston. I mean, we really haven't seen him. Isaiah Hodgins came and was signed a few months of like a month ago because they couldn't figure out how to use Jalen Hyatt. That's frustrating. Like, you have this guy who's been hanging around now for years, for a few years, and he just can't crack anything significant. That's very annoying. So my suggestion was put him in the secondary because I feel like that's the smartest thing to do. We also have the Jets with the firing of Steve Wilks. Where are they going? And I heard this afternoon, with Evan and Tiki and Marash that they were going through all these coaches and they're trying to predict coaches of who would be the next defensive coordinator for the Jets. Some people brought up Rex Ryan. Some people brought up maybe Rob Saleh, which is not going to happen. And then Jim Leonard was a name that was put out there, which is very interesting. I do remember him being a Jet and just being like, this guy's the man. Now, he had a great career prior to coming to the Jets, but with the Jets, he had a good career. I think his biggest issue was injury issues. So that's something that he don't need to play anymore. He just needs to be a head coach, but I loved his mentality. It was him, Bart Scott, those type of players really were significant with the Jets. And if Leonard is as high regarded as they say he is in the NFL, then I would love to have him here with the Jets because they need some change. And let me just refresh people's memories with the Jets when it came down to Robert Saleh. Okay. Robert Saleh came in as a defensive-minded head coach. His defense the first year was not very good. It was actually atrocious. I remember some games being like, this guy is a defensive coach, and they get him blown out this way? It is disgusting. However, it did progressively get better. So if Aaron Glenn is going to be here for a few years, then there is the possibility that maybe, just maybe, you know, if you bring in a good DC, that this thing can get right. Now, some people are sitting here and saying that, well, it's because there's no talent on defense. Sure, right now, they got rid of Sauce Gardner, who's out for the season. So he wouldn't have made a difference anyway. They got rid of Quinnen Williams, who, you know, we could say that he was very impactful when he was here, but the Jets were still getting blown out early on. I know now it's getting worse, but they were still having issues early on in the season too. The biggest thing that's come out of the season is the special teams is looking pretty good. That's about it. If it wasn't for the special teams, the New York Jets would be awful. They would just be completely destroyed every single game. Ah, ha, ha. And as we talk about being destroyed, I think this man needs a huge – oh, my goodness. 110-107, by the way. Got under 4 minutes. This man right here is one of my best buddies in the world, I feel like, at least nowadays. We do this thing called Gore Buddies here and there, and he just got off the bus, and he first thing he does is hop on with me, Anthony Gallo. Well, I want to say Pico de Gallo. But
Pico de Gallo.
Not Joey.
No, I'm –
but Anthony Gallo, what's up, dude?
Oh, nothing. I literally just got off the bus. I have the game on my phone, and I'm ready to, you know, get down to raising the cup. I have, you know, a bubbly ready to pop.
Little Saratoga?
We didn't have any champagne, you know. All the budget went to Christmas gifts.
I trust me. I said, now, I didn't hear your opinion on this. Are you raising a banner if and when the Knicks win the cup?
Why not? Who cares? I think that if you want to wait and see what happens at the end of the season and maybe treat it like a division banner next year, let's say they don't win the championship, I'm okay with that, but why not raise a banner? Like, well, I think that it's not an NBA championship, but teams have, don't the Rangers have like a regular season banner in the Garden? The Mets have wild card banners. Like, I'm not saying it's the same accomplishment, but why not?
They're embarrassing though. You know, they're totally embarrassing. They are like absolutely destructive in my point of view to see a wild card banner go up, or hey, we made the playoffs, congratulations banner go up there. It's that doesn't mean anything.
This message may be shocking to many millennials. If you are one, you might want to sit down. Right now, loads of people are searching the following on Depop: low-rise jeans, halter top, velour tracksuit, puka shell necklace, disc belt. You likely placed these in the dark of your closet in 2004, never to be seen again. But if you can find it in yourself to dust them off, there are a lot of people who will give you money for them. Sell on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
I think it's fair, if they don't want to have a ceremony, I'm okay with still a banner being up there, because I'm trying to figure out like how to quantify it. I'm a St. John's fan. You go to Carneseca. Carneseca has banners, not singular banners. I think they have a singular banner for the Final Four, but they don't have singular banners for like the NIT and Big East regular season championship. So if this is a thing that's going to be, they call that offensive foul?
Where are you right now in this game?
118 to 110.
Oh my God. Okay. So Kolek just hit the three. So I'm a little further behind you.
Yeah. OG just hit a three. I don't know. I think it was an offensive foul. There's a minute 44 left in the game.
Okay. I just got
this. Yeah. I just refreshed. So I missed when I got off the bus.
They were up. I got to refresh. Two. I'm going to refresh. Yeah. You got to let me know when you refresh. We got to try to link up here. Jeez.
Well, I thought I was behind you.
Yeah, no, I'm all right. 118, 110, 144. Okay. Did they inbound the ball yet? Yes or no?
Well, now they're a commercial. They're showing the Patrick Bateman Batman commercial. Here's a perfect way to quantify this. And I know I've told this to you in the past, and people that are not soccer fans maybe don't understand it, but John from New York 89 in the comments on YouTube, think of the NBA Cup as the FA Cup or Copa del Rey. In soccer, they are mid-season tournaments. I mean, the Premier League has the FA Cup. They have a cup called the Carabao Cup, which is a cup that's sponsored by like an energy drink. I think Carabao is like an energy drink. And they treat it as an accomplishment, but the best teams don't view it as more important than them winning Champions League or winning the league. So I do think there's value in it. I'm not sitting here acting like I'm going to be on Fifth Ave throwing a parade for the Knicks winning the NBA Cup, but I'm excited. It's something. It is a win, and it's a win with meaning. These teams are clearly – I think that the one thing that the NBA wanted to accomplish with the players, it has. Now they have to see if the fans buy in, because I do think the players have bought in. Oh, they were saying it was out of bounds on Vassell. It's definitely out on Josh Hart, though.
Oh,
but I think what they're trying to accomplish.
Well, maybe no. Vassell might have had the last touch. No. Oh no.
Let's see from this angle.
I mean these angles.
Wow. Well, I mean, Ty goes to the runner. They already called it for Hart. Just give it to the Knicks.
It's terrible. But yeah, no. But listen, here's what it comes down to. Like, it is cool, I guess.
Shout out Manny Rodriguez in the chat.
Manny,
he wants the cup. I want the cup. He wants the cup. We want the cup.
But here's the thing. Do you touch the cup? Do you not
touch it? You can touch it. Well, you win this one, you can touch it.
Why?
I think the difference is...
You've had two teams win already. You've had the Lakers and the Bucks win, and they haven't sniffed a championship. Am I right?
I think it was the Bucks came three.
Because Bucks won last year. Right.
Yeah, and they won the title 2 years ago. I think the difference is with the Lakers and the Bucks was their championships were so much closer, and they won it afterwards. I don't think the Knicks are putting a banner up. I think the only time we'll see the Knicks put a banner up if they win the title or they win this again and you could put up a singular banner with multiple dates on it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if this guy's telling me he likes this cap, but I got my Walking Dead beanie on right now.
Let me ask you a question. So, like, if we own the NBA Cup, does that turn into something like, hey, we went back-to-back NBA Cups? Do we now try to, like, hype it up where it is something that is special? Oh.
I think I really hope they don't blow this.
They're not going
to. And ooh. Oh. De'Aaron Fox is not having a good game. I think that he is just – the first half, they should have been up so much more, and he just was not playing well.
It's been a back-and-forth game. You know, that's the one thing about this. It has been a very well-played game. Both sides have had their moments.
Yeah. Well, they care. I think the one thing the NBA's gotten right is the players clearly care. The fans have to care, though, for this to stick.
Well, who made the point about it was that it was maybe it was Evan was like, hey, in 20 years, if the kids now watching this, it's something that the kids are invested, then it will be important.
So, I mean, any of these competitions that, you know, I mentioned, like we were talking about before in soccer, I'm sure at one point there was always something that was more important than what you were playing for. We have a different culture here with playoffs. So, you know, the President's Trophy is cool, but it's now, it looks like a curse to most people, but the President's Trophy is cool, but it's not as important as the Stanley Cup. So I think that's where there is a delineation. And I also kind of hate the way we view sports, that the journey doesn't matter unless you win the championship. And I think it's fair to say that you could want to win the championship, but also take some pleasures out of the journey. And for example, you may have a great season. I think it's easier for non-dynasty, you know, people who aren't Yankee fans in this market to appreciate a season that doesn't result in a championship than just say, if I don't win a championship, not saying it's a success, but I can't take anything from this season and be happy about it. You know, we're going to look back on the 2024 Mets in 10 years and be like, man, what a time that was. And it wasn't a championship, but it was a fun time. 06. The only reason why we view 06 sourly is because it felt like they never got back to where they should be. Whereas the late 90s Mets, it felt like they consistently overachieved.
Yeah, no question. And to your point about the fact that, you know, it is championship or bust for basically most fans, that's part of the problem is we are stubborn. We want to see victory. That is something here that we haven't seen in a while. So get ready.
I'm not shooting this off. My girlfriend's watching right now. If I shoot this off, all the Christmas, you can't see behind us. I'm just in our extra room that is just storage. If I shoot this off, Christmas is ruined. So,
yeah, we don't want that. But listen, the guys are standing up right now. You see all the Knicks players off the bench. They're hopping around. They got a 10-point lead with 34.3. This is – they should win this, right? Should we jinx this?
Yes, I mean, there's no way that if they lose this, it would be T-Mac worthy. Here's a perfect example. And Alvin Hung, 9919, says it. If the Knicks could be the first team to win, if they have a legitimate shot at this too, to win this and win the NBA Finals, I think the what would have added a bit of legitimacy, I think, for the fans is if OKC would have won this a year after winning the final. I think there is a legitimacy there. And I do think it's funny that this guy, J.R. Knight Reigns, says that it's not not a very trophy. It's not a real trophy. It's manufactured. I don't know if you know this. All of this is manufactured.
And there it is. Congratulations to the New York Knicks. The first NBA Cup in team history. It is official.
That's a trophy.
Emirates NBA champion. I'm just going to drink some seltzer right now.
Yeah, what that this is seltzer too. What's worse, not having champagne or
I have some sake back there that I could maybe pop over too, but I'm just
I just think it's hilarious that we're considering this manufactured. We watch World Series games where I sit on the edge of my seat hoping a guy steals second so I can get a free taco the next day.
Yeah.
So like
let's go. I mean seriously.
The Super Bowl is a musical concert. Like it's okay. It's okay. I'm enjoying this. You know, the Knicks have a trophy. It's not the trophy, but it's a trophy. And you know what? I'm going to have – if I was – I left the city right now to get home to do this. If I was in the city right now, I'd be outside Madison Square Garden partying up. And I know my guy Manny Rodriguez would have met me there.
So, all right. So, here we go, right? The three teams that have won the Cup, it's been the Lakers. They won in 23. They had won a championship, what, in 20?
Three years prior.
Okay. The Bucks, they won in 24 the Cup, but they
same
won.
Things.
Yeah.
3 years prior.
So this is the first team that hasn't won a championship in forever. And now they get a little taste. Do
I don't have anything Knicks-y around me.
Well, yeah, I'm surprised. How is that even possible? I'm not jersey.
I got
off a bus and came right to me. I appreciate it. Your girlfriend must be very proud.
She's just chilling over there right now. She's a Celtics fan. They don't have an NBA cup.
I'm so sorry about the Celtics. No cup for you. But this is – and here's the thing is this is the – now, let's be honest here, okay? There was a rumor about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, that Giannis was going to come to – oh, something got thrown her way. I don't have anything Knicks-wise down here too. I should have. But there you go. We had a Giannis trade that was being thrown out there, and everyone was all let's go, get ready to get rid of Kat, get rid of either OG or whomever. Dude, look at this team. They played a hell of a game today. You really want to break this core up, team up right now for Giannis?
I tell you this much: if they were to trade for Giannis, let it be in the offseason. Let it be later on. I don't think. And I'm not saying Giannis is not better than Jalen Brunson or Kat. I think this team has everything they need, and you could quote me on this, to win an NBA title. We could get into the discussion that there may be better teams in the Western Conference. To get to the NBA championship, to the finals, you just need to win the Eastern Conference. And then look at what the Pacers did last year. They were in Game 7, and it was a close game, and Tyrese Halliburton got hurt. So you can't tell me that they didn't have a shot at winning last year. And we walked into that finals thinking the Knicks or the Pacers would get smoked. So you got to get to the finals. And if you get to the NBA finals, in my opinion, you're a legitimate contender. The Nets were never beating the Lakers in 2002. They were a legitimate NBA contender, though. So in my opinion, I am all in on this squad. They do not need to trade for Giannis. I think defensively, they have three guys who are elite defenders, two of them who are two of the best on-ball defenders in the league, and the other one is one of the best interior defenders in the league. They have two of the best scorers that can get their own shot. Jalen Brunson may be, you know, outside of SGA, the best guard at getting a bucket whenever you need one. He is the clutchest player in the league. They have everything they need. They have a bench. Maybe they need a backup point guard, but it's not like that is going to be the deciding factor between them not being a title contender and being a title contender.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too, is like you just went through the roster. I mean, arguably, they have the best starting five in basketball. Like, and I said that last year, too, and people hated that. But I really, truly think that this team, they're an elite team. These five guys put together are phenomenal. So why do you want to change that? Why do you even want to think about changing that?
Right. Look at this. It's beautiful. You got the Emirates, you know, flight crew coming out here, you know, a luxurious trophy. And you know what? One day we'll look back on this and we'll be very happy we won it. It's not an NBA Finals. You're allowed to enjoy it. And if you're not a Knicks fan, I don't care what you think. I really don't care what you think. I'm enjoying this. I'm being pretty tame right now. You know, if I had champagne and I was in a room where I could get a little messy, I'd shoot it off. And that's it. And JR Knight Reigns, you're a Brooklyn Nets fan, dude. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. There's more Cyclones fans in Brooklyn than there are Nets fans. So relax, dude. It's okay.
Look at that.
You can't be preaching about NBA championships when your team has never won one.
Look at them with the championship shirts, though. That's pretty freaking fantastic. That has to happen. Now, does anybody actually touch the cup? I'm being serious.
Yeah. Like, it's not the NBA final. And let's be honest. There is one trophy you don't touch, and that's the Stanley Cup. And the difference is because it's the same trophy everybody wins. That's why. Like,
no, but they don't win the, what is it? The Conn Smythe. They don't
touch it.
Right. So this is like, I think you start that superstition now. Like, don't, this is not what, this is nice. You won it, but I don't think you should touch it.
What are you getting? Put me on to something.
What is she throwing at you, dude?
She's got props. She's a prop comic.
Oh. Oh! Let's go.
That's right.
Here's silver right now with it. I got nothing. I got absolutely nothing to throw around. I got some nose spray.
We are the cup winners.
Uh-oh. Here we go. So where are you at right now? You see this?
They're holding it up. Is it just Cat touching it? No, they're all touching it.
No, they're all touching it. Ugh. I think that was a bad move. I think we made a mistake here. I feel like you can't do that. Now, this is the jinx of the hockey is, if Conn Smythe, you win the award, you do not touch it. You save that for the Stanley Cup. That's what you do here. These guys threw everything to the wind, say, we want to touch this. It's ours. And they're celebrating and they don't care. But I feel like you got to set that precedent right now of, this is just a taste of what we want to go for.
Yeah. And I can tell you this much. They have a cup. I'm sorry. I'm having too much fun with the confetti.
Yeah, I'm going to throw. I have some baseball cards. Hold on. Here you go. Whoops, my kid's gonna kill me.
I'll tell you this much. I don't think this team is gonna sit here and now take their foot off the gas. I also think that there's always a positive to winning games with stakes. And even if this is not a playoff situation, it's still, you know, a more, you know, game you could take more from than playing the Hornets on a Tuesday night.
It's competition. You're going up against the Spurs. Right. This is not a joke of a team. This is a team that's trying to compete as well. They got Wembanyama, who's a fantastic player. This is a legitimate game right here. And let's be serious. Like, you could sit there and say that it's a fake trophy, it's a fake tournament, it's a fake this, it's a fake that. This team now has an opportunity in front of them to go out. They smell blood. And I feel like this is actually going to make them so much better. Truly do.
Well, and the one thing I will say is, if you've watched this team, now to get like more into like what this team actually is,
yeah.
If you watch BR, whatever this guy's, JR Knight's never had fun in his life. So, you know, you're just mad that you don't got a confetti, you know, thing yeah. that you bought for 2 cents at Walgreens. They are right where I thought they could be when they started to gel. And I think you saw it earlier in the season where they weren't comfortable. They're now comfortable, whether it's, you know, Cat's role in the offense, Josh Hart's. And see, this is a regret that we both have there because we're going to have to clean all of this up when we're done.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a head start on it.
So, like, Josh Hart's role in the offense and where he fits in the rotation, you've seen them look more comfortable there. A guy like Jordan Clarkson, who the first 5-6 games didn't look comfortable, he looks really comfortable. I think that they are gelling right now, and as long as they can stay healthy going into the playoffs, they have as good of a shot to win the NBA title as anyone in the league, and they should be the favorites to win the Eastern Conference. I understand what the Pistons have done. They should be the favorites to win the Eastern Conference. I think it's as simple as that.
Does this help there? Do you think this puts them as a they're like the favorite overall? Do you think that just totally jumps up? Because you sit there and it's like, oh, it's regular season. You know, Detroit's been playing the hell out of the season so far. They've been phenomenal. But do you think now, I don't remember what the odds were, but do you think they're the odds on favorite? If you had to go through odds, you think that now they're going to adjust it to the Knicks are going to win? Or you think it's going to go the
Eastern Conference? In the Eastern Conference?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that I have to double check. I think the Knicks are the odds on favorites in the East to make it out of the finals. I make it out of the East because, I mean, the Thunder are far and wide the best team in the league. I'm actually shocked that they've lost a game. Like, the way they played, they went, 15-2 to start the season, and they didn't have their second best player for the most of that. Like, I think that is where this team sits, but I think the Knicks are built to win an NBA title.
How do they compete against the Thunder if that is a team that you're going to look ahead to, that if you have to play them?
You have to play not perfect basketball, but you have to be, you know, can't turn the ball over. The offense has to be efficient, and you have to find a way to minimize when Brunson and Cat are on the floor, their defensive efficiencies. I think that's just where it's at. Now, if you want to ask me, like, that is a question that you don't have to worry about until you get there. Like, right. Getting there is, like, I didn't think the Knicks or the Pacers had any shot against the Thunder last year. And the Pacers were a legitimate, like, game 7 threat if Halliburton doesn't get hurt. So that's where I kind of sit. I can't tell you right now in a 7-game series, I'd pick the Knicks to beat the Thunder, but I can tell you right now, I'm expecting them to be in a position that they should be in the finals come June. That's how I feel. I felt last year they could do it. I felt the year prior that if things fell their way, they could have had a legitimate shot to make the finals. There's no reason right now they shouldn't, and this is the best chance they may ever get, or easiest shot they may ever get to make those finals.
You don't think that even with a healthy Pacers team or a healthy Celtics team, that this team isn't just gelling on a different level right now?
No, they could compete with those teams, but I'm saying right now you have that window where Halliburton and Tatum are hurt.
Yeah,
the Bucks. This is it. If the Bucks don't make at least the Eastern Conference Finals, I guarantee you they will blow that team up in some sort, whether it's getting rid of Evan Mobley or Donovan Mitchell wants out. That team is not going to run it back again after another year of playoff disappointment. But now you have to think about it. The Pistons are going to grow this year. Next year, they're going to be even better. You'll get Tatum back. You'll get Halliburton back. The Pacers are going to get a lottery pick. I think that you're going to see these teams grow. I don't think anyone else in the Eastern Conference right now is someone to fear. The Miami Heat could potentially get Giannis if the Knicks don't. But I think this Knicks team, there's no reason why they shouldn't be a title contender this year.
You don't think the Nets are going to try to steal Giannis and just go all in the same way that they went for Durant and all this?
I think the Nets have a legitimate shot at getting Giannis because outside of the Thunder, nobody in the league has more assets than them. And they have young players. So you could trade a Cam Thomas and a crap ton of picks and probably get Giannis in the offseason and pair him with those young players in the cap space you have. That's right, Chris. Go New York. Go New York. Go New York. Question for you.
I don't see like a watch party or nothing from this Knicks game. Like, was there not a watch party? No, I'm being serious.
There wasn't. I was in the city. We came down Fifth Ave we came down Sixth Ave because it, you know, you have to go in there. But no, they are not having a watch party.
Why not?
You just give it to me.
Well, I don't understand this. Why would?
I have a prop team right now.
My goodness.
They weren't going to do that. I mean, we're having fun right now. You know, I'm going to meet Manny on Seventh Ave.
But you don't think that there's certain Knicks fans that are sitting there going, it's about freaking time. We want something. Let's get excited. By the way, I love seeing Steve Nash and Dirk Nowitzki on this post game. I love the two of them.
Side conversation. Amazon and Peacock or NBC have done an absolute awesome job this year with the broadcast. I think Dirk's still finding his footing, but the rest of those four, Blake, Udonis, Haslam, and Steve Nash, and yeah. Taylor Rooks, they do a great
Taylor
job.
Taylor Rooks is great. Yeah, she's phenomenal.
And Peacock is awesome. I mean, NBC has done a phenomenal job. Melo, T-Mac, and Vince Carter are really good in the studio. They've done a great job.
I think I just saw Dolan down there. I think he's taking pictures too. I think they're taking it very serious. I think we're seeing a banner getting raised at MSG next time they play a game.
There will be a banner raised at 345 Hudson. I can tell you that much. We're going to figure it out. I'm going to raise it if I have to do it by myself.
Did we do it on social media already? Is there like a digital raise of a Knicks championship?
No, we should. If not, there will be one by tomorrow when I get in.
Oh, my goodness. Do we drop
now,
the ball
I wanted to ask you this. And yes. Somebody in the chat, I want to give them credit. BKRA 98 says they should guarantee a playoff berth even if they lose every game from now on out. Honestly, I don't know necessarily, but I actually kind of like something like that. Like whether it's some draft compensation, if you're a team that finishes out of the play-in spot, you should be guaranteed a play-in spot. I think that there's a way to make this matter a little bit more. For example, in soccer, the FA Cup is an in-season tournament in England. Every single team, non-professional or professional, is entered into that. They don't play the top teams. You have to win a certain amount of games before you play, like, Manchester City. But that cup, if you win it, it used to. I don't know if it still does. It used to guarantee you a spot in a continental tournament, whether that be Europa League or the Conference League. So there was an incentive almost to win it because – they found, like, much like the NBA, like, what does Brunson need with that breakdown of $1 million or whatever? I'm sure Tyler Kolek will like it, but there is
right exactly.
There is a level to it. I mean, they also every game in the FA Cup is an elimination. And right here, no, not Europa League. I understand Europa. I don't want to buy down. I understand Europa League guarantees you a spot in Champions League. I mean, the FA Cup used to guarantee you a spot if a Premier League team won it in, like, Europa League or something like that. But anyway, I was saying that they should guarantee draft compensation. I actually like the playoff situation where if you're the Nets and you win this, you're guaranteed a spot in the playing game. So if you don't make the play-in or the playoffs, you're now guaranteed a spot in the playoff game.
Like, but because how does that work? Because here's the thing, like, say if you're the best team in the league, right? Like the Knicks, they finish with the one seed. They're going to be the one seed anyway. So how does it really help them? There's got to be something else to do.
They're still incentivized. You know, they clearly were. This Knicks team is not playing for anything in this tournament. They were clearly incentivized to win it.
Right.
I mean, Giannis, they weren't playing anything for it. Like, I do think there's some level of these guys want to win. We forget. I think people forget, and we don't do this in other sports. These guys play to compete. I think we are not professional athletes. We work with Boomer Esiason, and we work with Tiki Barber. We witnessed Tiki Barber in a non-serious charity game lay out and make the greatest catch I've ever seen. I played in sports, in events with Boomer, where if we didn't win, he was legitimately mad. These guys are the height of competition, so they clearly cared. I would have liked to see Wembanyama play more. Just to add a little bit more legitimacy to it. But I think there's ways to add to the stakes of it. I also think the NBA is getting what they want out of it.
Well, they're getting more hype than we've ever had because it's the Knicks. Like, when the Lakers went, when the Bucks went, I don't think I paid attention to a second of it. The fact that the Knicks are there and it's something that we haven't done in forever, which is win a championship of any magnitude. I mean, the excitement is through the roof right now.
Right, and I'm elated right now. I'm gonna bite off a little cannoli afterwards. We're drinking in this household. We're gonna wrap some gifts like an exciting 30-year-old couple, and we're gonna drink some alcohol and totally live it up. I think that's the only way to go about it. I already fired off the confetti. So
I know, you know, if you were here 20 minutes earlier, you would have seen the confetti in the air, the Saratoga champagne pop off. Yeah, no, we
if
had
you want to sponsor WFAN Daily.
Listen, here's the good thing is that this team can play in a, I would say this was a little pressured situation. It's not like they came here to say, who cares if we win or lose? They actually played it was a one game elimination win moment and they won it. So it's like, you have to feel good about that they can put it together in a pressured situation.
I agree. They got more out of this. And I'm not saying this is more important than a game they might play in the regular season. What I'm saying is, as a team that has title aspirations, they're going to be a top three seed in the East. They're going to be playing deep into June or deep into the playoffs. They're going to get more out of this than beating the Nets by 40 in Brooklyn. Like, they are going to get more out of this than playing the Hornets and sleepwalking to a victory. That's just how I feel. I am happy they won. I'm also, if I play something, I want to win it. I don't believe in tanking. You know, so why would I not want to win this also? So I think it's cool. I think the NBA is getting what they want out of it. People are going to talk about it. And then we're going to have this conversation every year for the next like 5 years. How much does the NBA Cup actually matter? And then when the kids, your son's age, you know, my niece, whoever it is, when they get older, this might mean something more to them than they are going to, then we might care.
Well, especially
certainly the guys older than us don't care.
Right. But especially if the Knicks have like the most NBA cups of anybody else in basketball, we're going to care as much as possible because we want to own something. By the way, real quickly, before we wrap things up here, again, Anthony Gallo, give us your social media. I didn't put it up here. And I'm sorry about that for being
late. Well, you could search now. I'm working on actually changing my username, but you could search me, Anthony Gallo on WFAN, find me on Twitter, but also Pico_Day_Gallo on Twitter, PicoDeGallo24 on IG, and I have a YouTube page up. I'm probably going to post the confetti popping on there.
Yes, please do. Please do. We got to celebrate. Somebody's got to celebrate. What do you think, if anything, that this Knicks team has to do to become an elite team in the league? Like, we Eastern Conference, we're comfortable with, but you're saying, you know, Thunder is something that we can't touch right now. I mean, is there something they can do? Is it because you're looking at the role players, you're looking at Kolek, you're looking at Clarkson, you're looking at, you know, all these guys that are role players on this team, Deuce. I mean, the team feels as good as I've ever seen it with the starting five plus the bench. I'm almost like it's untouchable.
I think they have to just get Cat to be consistent. That's it. I think they could add a Jose Alvarado. They could add a Dante DiVincenzo if they want. I think those will be good. I think they just have to get Cat to be consistent. And when he's on, we've seen it at times. When him and Brunson are on, they're impossible to stop. There's probably not a duo in the league that when they're on can get a bucket from all over the court like those two can. And I think that they also let the kids grow. I think we're seeing that more than we're seeing in the past with Thibodeau-led teams because he was more tied to the guys he trusts. We're seeing Tyler Kolek get minutes. We've seen Hock Purdy get minutes. Tyler Kolek has earned his minutes. They have to stay healthy. I think that's stay healthy, get Cat consistent, and continue to grow on your deficiencies, which they don't have many. They're still a good defensive team. They're a better offensive team than they were, and they're still a good defensive team. We forget they were near the bottom, you know, 10 of the league last year in defensive efficiency for the majority of the season last year. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They were two games away from the NBA Finals. So they have all the pieces, in my opinion.
Championship. That's the goal.
Championship.
And they just took one down. Let's go. The New York Knicks just took down the
championship with Coley.
the NBA Cup. Woo! Listen, Ant, I appreciate you coming home from where were you coming from? Work? Where were you coming from? You were out of partying?
Well, the lady was out with her friend, and I told her I'd wait for her to come home with her. So I was just chilling in the city. I was sitting in a cafe watching the Knicks game until we got on the bus.
Well, thank you for rushing
home. And shout out to her for the help with the props.
Yes, the props were very important and major, and we need to now set up for the next time. Now we're going to do this every single – now we're ready for the playoffs. Get props ready for every playoff win. We're going to pop things off. But thank you, Ant, for coming on, joining. It was fun. It was great. We got to do this again. And listen, now that I have you here on the, for people that know what we do, there is this thing called Gore Buddies. And we need to do it again.
Because it's coming back. Don't worry.
The people want horror movie talk from you and I, and I want to give it to the people.
Yeah. Yes. Gore Buddies and Raise the Banner, Knicks.
Let's go. thanks again for listening to another episode of and watching another episode of WFN Daily. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and I'll have Gallo on again soon, and get ready for good things to come at MSG. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.